Well, I'm really excited because tonight at the Cambridge Arts Theatre sees the opening night of Catch Me If You Can, a classic Broadway thriller. It stars Patrick Duffy, we know him, Man from Atlantis, Dallas, all that stuff. Linda Pearl, who was in Happy Days, Homeland, and our very own Gray O'Brien, who you'll know from Peak Practice, Coronation Street. So it's a real wonderful cast, and Gray O'Brien joins me on the line now. Gray, hi, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you as well. And going back to sort of, you know, your roles across Coronation Street and everything, it sounds like you're bringing all your roles together to play this one. Tell us about the role of Inspector Levine.
Yeah, Inspector Levine, he's a cop who's been working in Queens, New York, and he wants to get away from the rat race. And he moves out to the Catskills, where he's lived for 10 years and worked as a sort of lazy kind of cop up there. You know, there's not a great deal happening up in the Catskills. And then this guy arrives, Daniel Corbin, and reports his missing wife. She's been missing for 24 hours, 36 hours. And Levine has to work out what's going on and where she is. And lots of twists, lots of turns. It's fun.
And for you, fun to play? Because it's an interesting, it sounds, as I say, like an amalgam of lots of character traits and roles that you've played before elsewhere.
It's very fun for me to play because it's very funny. So it's very funny. And the only caveat to that is that it's very much a piece of a time. You know, it's 1960s. There are a few cringe lines, but they're very much to do with the period. And if you could sit through Mad Men, you can sit through this. It's very much of a period. It was written in 1965. And, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. I liked the script. I didn't guess until the last page. So that's always a good thing when the actor doesn't know who's done it. So that's a good thing. And also, I knew that I was going to be working with two Americans. So I'd nowhere to hide. Plain American, and it was going to be a nice exercise for me to really nail an American character. So it's been a great experience.
And how has it been, as you say? I mean, not just two American actors, but two very well known American actors as well. The three of you, it makes a formidable cast list.
Well, I have to say, I just love being on stage with these two, particularly with Patrick, because we've got a kind of shorthand, and there's a little bit of I call it sort of jiving. We kind of jive together. And when it flows, it really flows. It's very wordy, this play. It's very fast. It's very cleverly written. And when you know, we just give each other a little wink sometimes, you know, when we know we've absolutely nailed the scene. And there's no better feeling than that, you know, when you've just got it the way it should be. The timing's right, the delivery's right, the pace is right. You know, it's a nice thing.
And you've been touring with this for some time now, before you come to Cambridge this week. Have you found it sort of tweak and change a little bit? Do you develop it as you go along?
I don't think so, really. Patrick particularly is very precise. He likes to place it exactly the same. And he'll say to you sometimes, he'll say, "You looked at me a different way." And, you know, so that sometimes happens. And it develops, you know, the style of it develops a little bit more. So, it's possibly come a little, I think it's become tighter. But funnily enough, and this is very unusual, the timing has stayed the same. Act one is still 1 hour and act two is still 40 minutes. And that's not changed since we opened. And that usually does change. It usually tightens up and becomes a lot slicker and a lot faster. But I think we've found the pace, we've found the time that we are awarded the time to breathe and the time to pause and the time to think. And we don't just deluge the audience with, a speed run.
Sure, sure. And I mean, just as an aside on this as well, I'm looking at some of the press photos and stuff that we've had through. The set, it seems like they've paid some real attention to the set. It's not sort of like a cardboard cutout. Sometimes you really do get these sort of... The set's got attention to detail in it, hasn't it? And it really does... It builds the atmosphere, I would guess.
It looks quite pretty. And there's a TV show on just now, which I'm absolutely hooked on. It's on, I think it's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And it's very much of that period. I think it starts in 1959 and it goes through, I think we're through the early 60s now. And they go up to, they're a Jewish family, and they go up to the Catskills every year for the full summer season. I think they go for 6 weeks. And the period, that's what I really like about it looks beautiful, like Mad Men did. You see the period detail. And I think we have that, you know, in a modern way, obviously. We've not went and bought vintage clothes. We've tried to buy clothes that fit that period. But Julie's done a great a great design. And yeah, it looks like a cabin in the mountains.
It really does. I mean, I'm really impressed. It looks beautiful.
And it's very practical because all the rooms, all the doors have a purpose. And, you know, we use the main acting stage. So yeah, there's a lot happens in this play. It really goes very, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Fantastic. And you alluded there to the fact that when you first read the script, you didn't know who did it till the last line. Is there a sort of mousetrap style, keep your mouth shut audience as you walk out?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a mousetrap. I'm an actor, apparently. I wouldn't say that it was that, but there was a play I did for Kenwright about 20, I think it's 21, 22 years ago in town. And it was a big hit. We did a play called Sleuth by Anthony Schaffer. And that's another play that really keeps you guessing to the very last page. As Patrick alludes, as the curtain's gone down, we're still, you know, we're still telling you what happens, you know, at the very, very end of the piece. And that's like this. It's unusual that happens. We normally guess it. You know, we're quite clever, we're quite savvy as theatre goers. And that's what attracted me to this one. It's fun.
Sounds fantastic. Now, here you are in Cambridge for a week, first night tonight. Are there any sort of preparations that you do on a first night? Is it, as you know, that all the theatre critics and everything will be in. Our very own Nicola Upson will be in talking about this tomorrow morning.
Oh, good. What happens, again, we'll do a quick tech and we'll have a quick look at the acoustic. But it's a lovely little place. I've played the art several times and it's a lovely acoustic. It's very intimate, I think. So we're not worried about it. Hopefully people will come and it'll go down well.
I'm sure
it is a great town, so lovely. Cambridge.
It is, and everyone's very excited. So we had Fatal Attraction the other week. Again, that was a sort of star-studded cast. Here you guys are now as well. Another star-studded cast. Cambridge does nothing better than have, you know, welcome people into the city. So I'm sure you're going to have
a
great...
From our point of view, it's just wonderful to see people back in the theatre and seeing the live thing, because we've been through a really tough couple of years, all of us, and, you know, to see people getting the confidence of coming back out. And, you know, we do see a couple of masks in the audience. You know, some people are still taking extra precautions, but generally people are finding their way with it. We're getting back to normal and it's lovely. I think we've all missed live theatre, live interaction, getting out.
Absolutely. Well, it runs tonight through till Saturday. We've got performances at 7:30 p.m. each evening. There's a BSL interpretive performance on Wednesday. There's also matinees on Thursday and Saturday, it says here.
I wonder if they will be downstage left or downstage right, because I don't know that yet.
Oh, you'll find out on Wednesday. Tickets are priced £25 to £45, including a £3 per ticket booking fee, which you can get through cambridgeartstheatre.com. Great. It's been great to meet you. I loved all the stuff you've done back over the years. You've been on Doctor Who and everything. So looking forward to tonight and to a great week here in Cambridge. Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thanks very much. And if you get the chance, do catch us if you can.
I see what you did there. Well done.
You see what I did there. Cheers.
Cheers.